We'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight. Well, we've had him here before, and you're well familiar with him from the Tomfoolery Fun Club, returning to a whole bunch of activities in 2023. Tom Bielek, and of course, the power behind the throne, Miss Michelle. Welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hi, Larry. Hello. Hi, Esther. How are you? Thank you for having us.
It's so joyful.
Well, we want to talk about what you have happening in 2023. I know it's been, you've had some events coming out of COVID, but you've got a whole calendar of events coming up. So let's go ahead and hit on some of those.
Well, we do. We've got a full slate coming up here starting in February. Michelle, the power and electricity behind the operation here, and I have we usually try to space these out a little bit, but somehow these just ran back to back to back starting in mid-February. We have three events. We'll be in Michigan City on February 18th. We'll be in Lockport on the 25th of February, and then we'll be in Highland, Indiana on March 4th. So bang, 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 we're ready to go.
And of course, the March 4th is your anniversary, isn't that at where you started kind of doing this?
Yes, that's our be our ninth anniversary, right, Michelle?
Yes, we're excited. It's lasted a long time. It's been a labor of love and a lot of fun.
Indeed, we've grown a lot, and you know, we thought we'd be at Radio City Music Hall by now, but we're back at Langley's on the ninth anniversary. But that's okay. We love going back there. We do one show a year there. It's great energy. And Rodney Langle and his staff take great care of us, and the pizza is terrific. And actually, some of our best shows have been at Langle's, and we want to keep that going.
Great. Well, let's go back to the February show. That's going to be at the Oryx Shrine in Michigan City. And tell us some of the people we can expect to see there, and maybe even some of your other shows.
Okay. Well, this is our fourth year at Oryx Shrine. It's a big fundraising event for the Shriners. And they have a beautiful facility in Michigan City, and they do a great job of packing the house. And we bring the fun. And again, this will be our fourth time there. We have four comedians and a live band, and it's going to be so much fun. We've got comedians John McCombs, Colleen Brennan, Vic Pangia, and Adam Minnick, all very, very fine comedians. And they'll be bringing the laughs. And on the musical front will be
The Hots. I like that band. That's one of my favorite bands.
We've got the Hots. I've got the Hots for Michelle, and Michelle loves the Hots. So.
you guys are fun. And of course, you guys MC the show, so that's what makes it lively, doesn't it?
Well, we're the free part of the show. Nobody pays to see Tom. Well, maybe they pay to see Michelle. I don't know. But, we're kind of the meeting planners, but we have professionals that actually do this for a living, and that's where they come into play.
You know, something I've been meaning to ask you and all the time is, what was the origin of starting the Tomfoolery Fun Club? I mean, you know, what happened to say, okay, let's do this thing?
Yes. Well, I always like to tell that story. Can I share it, Tom?
Please.
So Tom and I, you know, were kind of new in our relationship, just meeting each other, and we were out and about, and there was a sports bar we were sitting at, and there were a lot of TVs on, and even I knew that what was on the TVs were reruns, reshows of sporting events. And so I just thought, well, I'm going to turn to Tom and we're going to have a conversation. We're just going to start. So I always like to ask people, like, if money was not any consideration, what would you be doing? What do you want to do? And so he looked at me like he was hesitant to really share his deepest inner secrets, but he did. And he said, you know what? I always thought of starting a comedy show. I just wanted to start. I just wanted to do a comedy show. And I said, well, why aren't we doing that? And so that's how it all started. I just asked him a question. He said he wanted to do a comedy show. I said, let's go.
And you're not really a comedian yourself. I mean, I know you for some time, and you're a pretty funny little guy, but you're not really a stand-up comic in and of yourself.
Keeping in mind, neither Michelle or myself had any entertainment background whatsoever. Michelle, a former first grade school teacher, and I, a pharmaceutical sales manager. But we both like to have fun, and we both like attention, don't we, Michelle? So we thought, hey, let's do this, you know. So we just basically organically found some comedians and a band and put it together with the intention, full intention, it was just going to be a one-time deal. And people came, and they enjoyed it, and they wanted more. So we've kept doing it. And now, after almost 9 years, and I've lost track. We're somewhere in between 125 and 150 shows. I lost track a couple of years ago, to be honest with you. But we enjoy it, and as Michelle said, it really is a labor of love for us. Although we have made, how much money have we made at this, Michelle?
Oh my goodness, we've made hundreds of dollars, Larry. Hundreds.
Several hundred. We do very well.
Well, before we let you go, you have a new venture that we like to talk about, and it's really not art related, but it's kind of interesting, and I think it might be interesting to our audience, and talk about that down in Crown Point, Tom.
Indeed. Well, I'm affiliated with a collegiate level summer developmental baseball team. It's called the Lake County Corn Dogs, and this is our second year in existence. Last year, I did the public address announcing, and this year I've taken on the role of general manager and working with local businesses to help with the Corn Dogs' mission of building community through baseball. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a great product, actually. The team on the field won the league championship its very first year in existence, and it's been terrific.
All right, and you have some history with baseball?
Well, yeah, I do have a little bit of a history, although my career peaked at age 12, which is slightly over half a century ago. I played on the 1972 Little League World Series team from Hammond, Indiana, the Hammond Edison team.
Excellent. Well, we're just about ready to wrap it up. So tell us once again about your dates coming up for the Tomfoolery Fun Club returning.
We're in Michigan City on the 18th of February. Lockport, which is, we've sold out the Lockport show on February 25th, and then we'll be in Langles in Highland on March 4th.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Year Spotlight. Tom Bilek and Miss Michelle, the Tomfoolery Fun Club. Don't miss it. They are fun events. Take care, and thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it feels good to laugh. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Esther. Thank you so much.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.